Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lovely to have a chat this morning to Mark Lawrence, Professor in Public Health Nutrition at Deakin University. And Mark, a little bit earlier this morning, we were talking about people making a trip to the supermarket. Most people like to make healthy choices. More and more, there are so many different labels to have a look at to try and hopefully make that right choice. But it seems that shoppers are starting to trust the Health Star rating less and less. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yes, that's what our findings are showing as well. And I think it is quite a flawed system. So in a way, it's sort of nice to see that consumers, in a sense, are seeing through some of the problems with it.
If you're not sure what the health rating is, it's a little bit like when you go and buy an electrical item. It's got the stars in a semicircle kind of setup. What does it actually mean?
Well, look, its intentions are good. I mean, it's intended to try and help people choose healthier foods over less healthy foods. The trouble is it's so poorly designed and conceived that it's making a bit of a mess of how that is being communicated.
So what are the parameters? What gives it its symbol? So let's say, for example, without mentioning any names, a breakfast cereal. We go down the breakfast cereal aisle. We know that a certain breakfast cereal is loaded with sugar, yet it's getting glowing reports, according to the star rating.
Yeah, that's right. So just a recap, where we're at with our diet is at a really good point in terms of what we know about them and what needs to change. You know, for the first time in ages, we've got really strong data showing that 35% of the energy of a typical Australian is coming from junk foods. We call them discretionary foods. So these are your really high-sugar breakfast cereals, your soft drinks, confectionery, and so on. And at a time of so much overweight and obesity, you know, the last thing we need to be doing is consuming more and more of those type of products. But they are tending to be a large portion of diet. And perversely, we're under-consuming on each of the five food groups. So the message is pretty clear-cut. Eat more of the five food groups and less of those discretionary junk foods. The health care rating system has messed that up. It's not based on this idea of more five food groups and less discretionary foods. It's tried to introduce a totally different way of doing it using an algorithm where it gives points for the fat content or the salt content of a food. So it's got good intention, but because it's not looking at foods, it's looking at these abstract nutrients and trying to give them points, it's basically messed it up. So you're getting all these anomalies where high sugar foods can get more stars than nutritious five food group foods.
It's an interesting term, isn't it? Discretionary food. It seems to, pardon the pun, sugarcoat what it really is. So it has become harder and harder because years gone by, you'd go and buy your bread, you'd go and buy your milk, you'd go and buy your butter, and you didn't have as many choices as you have today. And of course, there weren't as many processed foods around. So if people aren't trusting the Health Star rating, what should they be looking at?
Oh, look, the simple message is just to consume more of the five food groups. That's what you should be basing. And essentially, you're talking about less highly processed foods. If a food's highly processed, the general advice is it should be avoided. It's a pretty good sign that it's high in salt, high in fat, and high in sugar. Yeah, that's the advice. That's the discretionary foods. So it's back to basics, which we've been talking about for ages. It just tends to be those highly processed foods are the most advertised and as this latest scheme has shown, can sort of duck under the radar and perversely get more stars at times.
Mark, I heard a dietitian say a couple of weeks ago, if a food actually has a label on it, to put a label on it, then you probably shouldn't be buying it.
Well, I think to a certain extent there's some wisdom in that, yes.
Okay, so buyers beware. It's definitely not a perfect system. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.